Happy Birthday Elvis Presley. Podcast. AI Assisted. Elvis Aaron Presley, famously known as the King of Rock and Roll, was born on January 8, 1935, in Tupelo, Mississippi. He would be 90 today if alive. His journey from a humble beginning to becoming an international icon is one of the most remarkable stories in music history. This article explores Elvis's life, his contributions to music, his cultural impact, and why his legacy continues to resonate with audiences around the world. Elvis grew up in poverty, raised by his parents, Vernon and Gladys Presley, in a two-room house. His musical talent was evident early on. At 10, he sang in a local church, and by 1946, his uncle gave him a guitar for his birthday, setting the course for his future. His family moved to Memphis, Tennessee, where Elvis graduated from Humes High School in 1953. That same year, he walked into Sun Studio to record a song for his mother's birthday, inadvertently setting his career in motion when Sam Phillips, owner of Sun Records, heard his unique voice. Elvis's blend of country, blues, and gospel music, coupled with his dynamic stage presence, caught the public's attention with hits like That's All Right in 1954. His television appearances, especially on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1956, where his hip-swiveling dance moves caused a national stir, catapulted him into superstardom. Songs like Heartbreak Hotel, Hound Dog, and Love Me Tender became anthems of the era, defining a new genre, rock and roll. In 1958, Elvis was drafted into the U.S. Army, serving in Germany for 2 years, which temporarily halted his music career. However, his return in 1960 saw a shift to film and music that catered to a broader, family-oriented audience. Hits like It's Now or Never and Are You Lonesome Tonight showcased his versatility. By the mid-1960s, his movie career overshadowed his music, leading to a dip in his chart-topping success. Elvis's 1968 NBC television special, often referred to as the 68 Comeback Special, marked his return to the music scene with vigor. Dressed in black leather, performing live for the first time in years, this special rekindled his career. It was followed by hits like Suspicious Minds and a series of successful Vegas performances. The 1970s saw Elvis continue to perform in Las Vegas, but his health and personal life faced challenges. On August 16, 1977, Elvis died at the age of 42, leaving behind a legacy that continued to grow posthumously. His record sales have surpassed $1 billion worldwide, and his albums have been re-released to new generations. Elvis Presley's influence extends beyond music. He was a significant figure in the cultural shift of the 1950s, breaking racial barriers by popularizing African-American musical styles to a broader audience. His fashion, particularly his jumpsuits, became iconic, and his dance moves influenced generations of performers. Moreover, Elvis's life has been the subject of numerous books, films, and even conspiracy theories regarding his death. Today, Elvis's estate, Graceland, is a pilgrimage site for fans, and his music is celebrated yearly at events like Elvis Week. His influence is seen in artists across genres, from rock to country to pop, with artists like Bruce Springsteen, Beyoncé, and even Kacey Musgraves citing him as an influence. The film Elvis, 2022, directed by Baz Luhrmann, brought his story to a new generation, showing the enduring fascination with his life and music. Elvis Presley's legacy is not just in the records he broke or the music he created, but in how he transformed American culture, music, and entertainment. His life story is one of rags to riches, of talent meeting opportunity, and of a cultural icon whose influence transcends time. Elvis might have left the building, but his spirit, music, and cultural impact remain vibrant, proving that indeed, Elvis has not left the building, in the hearts of millions around the globe. The 50s was the era I grew up in. I have memories of Elvis. I remember watching The Ed Sullivan Show and the controversy about his motions. I remember the audience of screaming girls going into a semi-trance when he sang. Elvis was drafted 6 years before I was, and his movies were big when I was stationed in Germany. I have many good memories of Elvis, and he will be remembered. Discover more from Tom T 2.0.